At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I'm pumped. I'm excited. If you're a 49ers fan, you got to be excited. So we are recording this live, 12:45 p.m. on the 4th of November, 2024. The 49ers get good news, good news, good news, good news, good news. All today. And it's a bonus practice. So coming off the bye week, everybody rested. They just took their time. And today was just all great things. Now, this is not an official practice. So there will be no so-and-so's limited, questionable, you know, what? None of that. You don't have to report any of today's practices to the NFL. So there's no official practice report. However, the list of 49ers players that are back on the field today, woosah. We have made it through the wilderness. Good Lord. I am so pumped. I'm so excited. Now, no trades have been reported yet for the 49ers. The trade deadline is 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, Election Day. Just voted. I got my little vote sticker on, so that's how you know it's official. But tomorrow we'll be going live right at 1 p.m. So even if the Niners do a trade, we might get a bonus show in, depending if I'm doing the homeschooling stuff or whatever or what's going on. But if the 49ers trade or don't trade, tomorrow 1 p.m. deadline Pacific time is that's the end of it. And the 49ers usually try to get things done last minute. So that's going to be our show tomorrow. We don't have our John and Wayne show at 10 a.m. I'm just not going to be able to do that many shows tomorrow. It's a busy, busy day for me. But that's what we are. Jack, my man, Mr. Bowtie, I thought about you today, Jack. My wife and I went in and voted, and I was like, man, I got a really good friend by the name of Jack Cooley that I follow. And he's a pollster. And I was like, man, I should do this. But then I'm always like, it's always during football season, but that's not an excuse. Anyway, I want to say thank you, Jack, for what you do, just for the humans out there. You're a good dude. And man, we need more Jacks in our life. That's just the way it goes. Want to say shout out to all the hashtag CCs. Y'all coming in strong today. What's up, Ed? Appreciate y'all. David, RTP, my man. Dude, we got a packed house. So let's do this. Let me just say, real quick rundown. This is not good podcasting. I don't care. These are the players that are back. And then we're going to go through and we're going to talk about them. I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to hear from you guys on who you're most excited about. Here's what we got back. Christian McCaffrey, obviously, that's the headliner. That's the big one. Back at practice today, looking good. Had no setbacks last week in his quote-unquote simulated practice week. John Feliciano, he's back at practice. Activated him from the practice window, same as Christian McCaffrey. Juwan Jennings back today at practice, missed last 2 weeks, wide receiver one. Jake Moody back today at practice, no more picking guys up off the street. That's huge. And if I know everybody loves the Christian McCaffrey stuff, and rightfully so. That's the headliner. But number 5'7", the enforcer, the CEO of Seattle, the Hawk Slayer, Dre Greenlaw, baby. Back running on the sidelines, not yet back at practice, but this is the first time we've reported him being back, working out alongside the team. Whew. So the trade deadline is just bonus because you just got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 potential starters, difference makers going. Now, I don't see John Feliciano as a starter. I think he's number 6, but, you know, he's that 6-man award. Appreciate you, Josh. So we're going to go back through in each one of those details, get to your questions. But my question to everybody as I go through all of this, Christian McCaffrey we're most excited about. But I want to know who number 2 is. So out of the following players, John Feliciano, Juwan Jennings, Jake Moody, and Dre Greenlaw, again, albeit not fully practicing, just running on the sideline, which one of those players being back are you most excited about? Christian McCaffrey, I get it. CMC in the house. But of the other ones, I'm curious. I want to see what y'all think. John Feliciano, Jennings, Moody, Greenlaw. Y'all tell me in the chat who you're most excited to have back, not named CMC. Or you could even put CMC then, if you feel like you are violating number 23 in an incorrect manner. That came across weird. Everybody's going to pick CMC. I understand that. Do want to say thank you to today's executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, Kilted 49er, and my man David Gill. And I got to say, shout out to my man David Gill. We are going to be, David Gill's, that dude's a vet. We have so many awesome veteran people that have helped this podcast. Juan Solis, the Godfather, that have served our country, which are awesome. So we got Veterans Day coming up. We're going to be doing a giveaway. I'm going to be giving away a ridiculous amount of stuff. David's helping with that as well. 49ers hoodie, salute to service hoodie. I'm going to throw in a bunch of goodies as well. Residency hat. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. I'm not sure the parameters of the giveaway yet, but stay tuned for that. We'll announce it later on in this week, the details on how all the veterans can get in that. It's not going to cost anything, obviously. We'll pick a winner and send some stuff away. But even if you don't win, just want to say thank you. You guys are the best. Love all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Sean? Hey, Aaron. You guys are the best. MC, Jose. Man, everybody in the house today. Alejandro. We got great news. When you get good news, you want to jump on and share it, right? And that's kind of where we're at. Appreciate you guys. Oh, y'all are awesome. Yeah, MC. We are so back. We're back. That's what it is. Now, I'm a Texas guy, and that's always like used as like a slander. Like, it's Texas back? Like, everybody always says that. Well, guess what? The 49ers, they're 4-4. We're in third place in the division. Why does it feel, and maybe I'm crazy person, but it's just like, we're the best third place in the division team in NFL history. That's how it feels. Now, is everything, you know, perfect and whatever else? Yeah. We'll see. Oh, man, I'm pumped right here. Thomas, Ricky going to kickoff? Ooh, I'd be happy with that one, man. Whew, I'd be very, very happy with that one. That's where he should be. Corey, thank you for the super chat. Corey Patterson in the house. Thank you for your generosity. It says, been meaning to ask you, why was it the right thing for Grindo to slide instead of scoring? If he would have... would have been 2-score game, not enough time left. So what's the difference? Sportsmanship? No. So the issue is this. Now, let me go to, am I going to have time to find this? Yeah, I'll be able to find this pretty close. I'm going to go back to the week 8 play-by-play of our game over on ESPN's Best Usually for Play-by-Play, because I want to make sure I give the appropriate context. I love questions like this, Corey. Thank you so much. Okay, so that last drive, end of game. It's 3rd and 2 on the Dallas 17-yard line. Fourth quarter, the 49ers are up 6 points. You have to get the first down because you just finished the 2-minute warning. If you don't get the first down on 3rd and 2, you can kick a field goal, whatever, but still then you're up 9, 2-point, whatever. They're going to get the ball back. He slides down. I guess it's at the 3-yard line. The Dallas 3-yard line. So if you score, you go up 13. But there's a minute plus left, a minute 16 left. They can score onside it score and you lose. But if you slide, like Isaac Grando appropriately did, then the Dallas Cowboys never touch the ball. It's just kneel out. They were out of timeouts. If the Cowboys had three timeouts, you score. But if the Cowboys don't have 116, if they had two timeouts, you score. If they have one timeout or less, then you kneel. That 40 seconds is everything, right? So that's why I say at 116, if they had two timeouts, still probably slide. But, you know, if they have three timeouts, yeah, they could get the ball back. That 40-second play clock from where they reset and respot the ball, that always goes into effect. So you kind of multiply that out. But the appropriate answer is you want to slide because that meant they're never going to get the ball back. That's huge. So the fact that they didn't get it, and let's go to Shanahan talking about the slide and if he did what's right.
Yeah, we told him on this one. But he listened at least. It's hard to turn that down when you're running in, and I'm glad he did it for the second time. But this one was much better.
So it's simple. 40 seconds. How much time do we have left? How many timeouts? They burned all their timeouts, so they couldn't stop the clock again. So you slide because now the Cowboys won't touch the ball offensively. They have no control. There's been crazy things that have happened. And so you always kind of stay away from turning the ball over, giving the Cowboys an opportunity to go back into, you know, and have some control. What's up, Carlos? Hey, John, it's about time we get back some injured players. Yeah, I'm finding every single Avengers Assemble reinforcements that I possibly get. I'm just throwing them out on social media because that's what it feels like. Christian McCaffrey, John Feliciano, Juwan Jennings, Jake Moody, and Greenlaw on the back burner. Just simmering. We're going to let this marinate a little bit. Oh, I'm so pumped. Shane, my man from Arizona. Let's go CFC, baby. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey coming back is huge. And it's a bonus practice. Yeah, David, what's up, man? We got my man in the house. Just talked about you. He said, let's get it. Bonus practice is lit. That's huge. Everybody got their time off. Just get out there. See where everybody's at. Probably tomorrow. Tuesday's going to be chill, too. Wednesday's official. Oh, then we're back in it. It's a grind, man. It's a grind. Yeah, and this is what we don't want, Brandon. He says, Kyle's going to wear them out before Christmas. Ah, we'll see how we can respond. Yeah, hopefully we don't. Thomas, he says, Jordan Mason fit. Here's where I get weird, okay? My Jordan Mason take is this. When Jordan Mason is Jordan Mason and he's not injured and he's not playing cautious, he's a bowling ball, man. He's Marshawn Lynch-esque. That's what he is. But we've seen him when he had to play with that shoulder not being 100%. That's not who Jordan Mason is. You can't play that way. So I don't know where his shoulder AC joint is after the week, but if Christian McCaffrey goes out there, it is just like, man, Christian McCaffrey's back. I'm just like, force Jordan Mason to be the number four back or a healthy scratch until he is 100% can go out there and thump on people. Let Garendo be the number two. Let Patrick Taylor be the number three. I don't want Mason going out there unless he could be Mason. So, we'll see. We'll see. David says, one game at a time. Let's go Niners. 100%. You got a big game this week. You're playing the Bucks, who are playing tonight, Monday Night Football. Everybody better watch that one just so we can kind of, you know, get your scouting report. The entire 49ers team, I can guarantee you, Shanahan's going to tell everybody, you're watching Monday Night Football tonight. All of you, go home, turn the game on, watch Monday Night Football. It's what you need to be doing. It's what you need to be doing. Oh, look at this. We got sis in the house. Victoria Morgan, the best of the best. She runs 49ers Rush Road Trip. Appreciate the super chat. Learning so much this season on reading defenses and play calling. Can't wait for Tampa Bay. Let's not sleep on the return of Feliciano. That's right. Vicky was in the chat saying the return of Feliciano was huge. So let's do this. Let's go this way. Vicky, I love it. Thank you. What does John Feliciano's return mean? And why is this important? Now I have to raise my hand and identify myself. Hi, my name is John Chapman. I am a Jake Brindle pessimist. Hi, John. Right? Like, I understand. Is Jake Brindle a bad center? Yeah, I think he is. Is he terrible? No. Is he consistent? No. Does he have games where he's one of our better linemen? Few times. Do we lose drives every single game because of Jake Brindle? Yes. That is the answer. Yes, in the run game. Yes, in pass protection. Not pass protection, but calling. He follows the rules, but anyway. So to have John Feliciano back, if you go back to training camp, which I was there with Vicky, they were rotating. Feliciano and Brindle were rotating at center with the ones. Feliciano's knees, he's older. Put him on IR. You had to scrap that whole idea. I don't think that you disrupt the center rotation, but now it's like, hey, 2 to 3 weeks down the line, you might start rotating in a little bit John Feliciano or left guard, Aaron Banks. When Aaron Banks is healthy, Aaron Banks is awesome. He hasn't been consistent this year at all. He'll have two great series, two bad series. So now you've got a backup there, and he would be the first one off the bench there. Then the rookie, Dominic Pooney, which you're not pulling him for anything. He's the most consistent of the interior three, and it's not even close. It's not even close. It is not even close. So, but now you have that backup all across that interior offensive line, and that is just, you can sleep at night. Things are just safer, right? All because you have this guy back. Now, eventually, you know, you go back to the playoffs, John Feliciano was our second best offensive lineman next to Trent Williams. That wasn't even close. Wasn't even debatable. He was playing right guard. So, and again, you go back to that Super Bowl. When Feliciano went out, offense changed. You brought in Spencer Burford. He was not up to task. Bad things happened. So now that you bring him back, gosh. Right? Woosah. We made it through. We have come out the other side because not only are we getting starters back, but now we're getting depth back, veteran leadership back. He's mean. That dude is mean. Like, I would be shocked. Maybe you rotate a little bit of Banks. Not yet. But if Banks doesn't pick up, hopefully Banks returns to what he can be. When Banks is at Banks' level and he's fully healthy, he's not dealing with stuff, Banks is great. It's just the consistency has not been there. It just hasn't been there. And that's been a problem. That's been a huge problem.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition, as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Man, I'm way behind on the chat. I ain't even mad. Right here, my man Josh. Appreciate you, Josh. Says, we really need Juwan Jennings back more than ever. More than ever. Juwan Jennings, and I'm going to keep saying this, is the number one wide receiver on this football team. He was before Ayuk got hurt. Then he dealt with his injury, his hip, missed 2 weeks. Juwan Jennings is the number one wide receiver on this team. Period. That's all there is to it. The dude just makes play, and Brock Purdy trusts him. Now, my favorite thing about Juwan is he's a wide receiver plus. If you've been watching this film, you know, watching our film breakdowns, you know what that is. You watch our draft breakdowns. That is a wide receiver with tight end capabilities in the blocking game. The dude can block defensive ends easy. The dude can block linebackers easy. The dude can block anybody. He doesn't care. Now, he can also get separation against man coverage. He doesn't do it with speed. He doesn't do it with, you know, quick change of direction. No, he is Stevie Johnson as a route. He's unorthodox. And so it's just difficult because the dude just goes out there and creates. So this helps third downs. This helps the running game. It is a wide receiver plus and the wide receiver one. Juwan Jennings being back. Oh, that takes away all of those Chris Conley snaps. Most of the Ronnie Bell snaps. That is paramount to just staying efficient down the field. Now, you hope that Ricky Pearsall continues to climb, and he has answered the call early. Ricky Pearsall, 14. I am pleasantly surprised, impressed, whatever. I'm pumped about that. Oh, we got a flex schedule update. Does not seem to affect the 49ers. They moved the Bengals-Chargers game to Sunday Night Football. Colts-Jets got demoted. We all win. The Jets will not be on prime time. Yeah. Hashtag Aaron Rodgers. Yay. I'm very happy. That we all won. We all just won. We're going to get to see a good football game instead. Look at that. But Juwan Jennings coming back just literally allows everybody else to go to where they should. Chris Conley, guess what, man? You're a special teamer. You spell guys. That's your job. Ronnie Bell, you're a special teamer. You spell guys. You shouldn't. I don't think it changes Jacob Cowing. He still can't block, and he's not lining up right. I don't expect his snap count to increase. And Ricky Pearsall, guess what? Instead of playing 50 snaps, you could go back to playing 30 to 40 snaps and not do too much. Learn one position. Like, allow us to generate some plays for you, but now you don't have to do more than you're ready for. Now, has he answered the call? Yeah. Was it all great? No. Allow him to learn the correct way. Juwan Jennings lets all of that happen. I'm so pumped about Juwan Jennings, man. Gosh, it's going to be huge. Right here, Val. Yeah, CMC is back. Moody is back. Jennings back. Feliciano back. Andre Greenlaw, kind of back. Kind of. I'm loving all the trade talk that's coming through here. We'll save that for the second half of the show. I'm just kind of tagging them. That's what it's going to be. An invader, yeah. We can't skip over Christian McCaffrey, obviously. A fresh CMC is very dangerous news for the rest of the league. If that's what he is, you got to kind of test the waters. And, man, how great is it the 49ers were able to afford, hey, man, we're going to put you on the shelf. Before the injury happens, put you on the shelf. We'll see how he responds. It's kind of walking forward like you're on thin ice. You don't want to go too hard. You don't want to be whatever. And especially with a guy like Christian McCaffrey, you know, as whenever I coached, a player gets injured, okay? So here's the process. In-games injuries are a little bit different than, you know, game injuries hanging over the next week. But the head coach, the player, the trainer, that's what it is. You got to have three yeses. Now, the players, Christian McCaffrey, the Warriors, I'm ready to go, coach. Ah, you sure about that? Tis a flesh wound. Like, players are Warriors. Like, the mentality that Christian McCaffrey is very, very difficult. So this is where the trainer and the head coach step in and check the player, which they did. And, you know, let's go back. Let's backtrack a lot. You go back to Kyle Shanahan's time at Washington. This isn't a new thing for Kyle Shanahan. They spend the second round pick. They trade up. They trade up. And, you know, they're freaking, they get RG3. Well, he has an injury. RG3 wants to fight back. RG3's dad, all over social media, my son's ready. My son's ready. My son's ready. They put him out there, ruined his career. Ruined his career, and RG3 was young. He was never the same after that. And RG3 has been critical of Shanahan after that, after him and his dad kind of forced their way. But again, it takes three. Is it RG3's or RG3's dad's fault for pressuring them to put him in? They were worried about Kirk Cousins taking the job, rightfully so. But again, Shanahan signed off on that and cost him. So Shanahan's been in these situations. Can he get out of that and learn? We'll see. The fact that you were able to, in a year where you were Super Bowl favorites, bench the offensive player of the year and put him on, look, dude, you got to get ready. That's crazy. I love it. So I don't know. There's three yeses. CMC's going to say yes no matter what. Shanahan definitely wants him back. The trainer, man, how do you gauge the Achilles? Yeah, you know, you can go get MRIs and you can go get x-rays on a lot of things. You can see a fracture. You can see inflammation. You see all that. Achilles is difficult because that's a tendon. It's not a muscle. It's not a bone. It's different. I understand. I am no medical expert. I understand that. But I've been in these meetings where you can see, oh, yeah, that ain't right. I don't think you get that as much. You have to rely on Christian McCaffrey. So how accurate is that going to be? We'll see. I do fully expect Christian McCaffrey to play this week, though. I do. I think they waited. This was the worst-case scenario. I think it's time. Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm so excited. right here, Val, is Jake Moody back with a question mark? Yes. This is huge. Jake Moody back helps the team big time. Why? Special teams. Jake Moody is inconsistent. I understand that. But on kickoff, man, our boy Andrus could not put that in the end zone to save his life. It's just what his thing. Jake Moody can. Not consistently, but about 80% of the time. So 4 out of 5 kickoffs are touchbacks now. Whew. That just takes the breath off of special teams causing a huge problem, which they have continuously. Thank you, Brian Schneider. But having Jake Moody back helps. Now, the kickoffs, and has Jake Moody been amazing? No, he hasn't. He's been average. But the difference between Jake Moody and Andrus, and I forget who else we had out there for like 1 week, is Jake Moody has the potential to be great. Potential, what does potential mean? It means you haven't done it yet. He hasn't done it yet. He hasn't been great yet. He was a below average kicker last year. He missed kicks in all three playoff games, Super Bowl, NFC Championship, divisional game. Missed kicks this year, lost a game because of him this year. But you want Jake Moody over all those other kickers because of what he can be. I'm critical not of Jake Moody, but of using that damn pick on a kicker. I hated that. Here we go. Let's go to the screenshot. This is me, my man, Brian Carter, 99. Appreciate you, Brian. When they announced the pick on our draft party, the faces that we made, it wasn't because of Jake Moody. It was because it was a kicker. And again, I am hypercritical of Jake Moody because he's the second highest drafted kicker in the past decade of the NFL, and he's barely been average at that point. But the potential's there. But the potential is there. Has he hit it? No, he has not. No, he has not. But you want him there. You want him there, and you want him to get back before the playoffs. And he should be the kicker moving forward. Should be the kicker moving forward, for sure. Now, we're talking about a lot of the positives. David, what's up with Hufanga? Hufanga needs another week to be on IR. He has not been on IR enough. Now, the preliminary things are saying that he might need way more time with his wrist. Or they could club it, put the cast on it, Patrick Willis, baby, and then he can play. Well, it's a little bit different when you're in a secondary. I'm saying club, no club, don't care. I want Hufanga back. Should he start at safety with the club? No, but you put him on every single special teams and you're fine. He's that good of a special teamer. We suck at special teams. I would prefer Hufanga as a backup safety to anybody else. If you tell me he's going to be out there without a cast or without a club, then I want him starting safety. He is my number one safety on our team. Number one, Malik Mustafa, two, Jair Brown, three, but even Jair coming off his best game of the year. Best game of the year. Still wasn't perfect. Still had some major issues. That dude got dusted in man coverage late in fourth quarter. Thankfully, Dak is Dak and missed it, but that dude fell down twice against a tight end in man coverage. Why are we in man coverage on third down, you ask? Well, that is a question I will never know the answer to with our things, but that's what it is. So Hufanga, I think, will be back eventually, but I think we're still a couple weeks out with him. And again, the cast with the wrist injury, man, if you can't use your hand, tackling's now an issue. That's an issue. Now, if you have another injury to the safety, let's say Jair or Malik got hurt, then you take Hufanga with the cast, club, whatever. I don't give a damn. He could be the one-armed man for all I care. You put his ass out there. What's the line, Tommy? I don't care. Travis, he says, Dre Greenlaw, easy. Just being there and seeing 5'7". Doing anything. It changes everything. Dre Greenlaw, now again, 9 months Achilles injury. You're talking about November 17th. That is the 9 month point. Well, so this week, November 10th, you play the Bucks. November 17th, you play Seattle. You know, they said week to week after the bye week. That's where we are now. So he's week to week. Maybe you activate his practice window next week. And then maybe he starts to play December 1st or December 8th. I think we'll probably wait one or two more weeks. My guess is we activate Dre Greenlaw's practice window 21 days after the Seattle Seahawks game. That's my guess. Not educated guess. That's based off the timeline. That's based off of him fighting people on the sidelines. That's based off of him running today at practice. That's my guess. CMC, number one, obviously. Yeah, I love that. Greenlaw, too. Oh, that's just like a little extra. You know what I mean? It's just that little, oh, would you like to upgrade, sir? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. That's the Dre Greenlaw. Hey, we have a free upgrade available for you, sir. Really? That never happens to me. But if it did, I would feel like it's Dre Greenlaw working on the side. Michael says Greenlaw, easy answer. Mike, Greenlaw. The Mikes agree. Greenlaw, Greenlaw, Greenlaw. Ah, freaking love it. Sonia, Greenlaw will completely change the defense. Now, again, much like Jair Brown. Now, the sad thing is you don't get to play the Cowboys every week. Everybody gets a resurgent or a game of the year against the Cowboys. That's just what it is. When we play them, we destroy them. But also, like Jair Brown having his best game of the season against the Cowboys, so did Dre Greenlaw's replacement, Devondre Campbell. I didn't find one negative play. There were some plays where it was like, oh, he could have done this, could have been a little bit better. Devondre Campbell was great versus the Cowboys. Now, again, you don't play the Cowboys all the time. But good Lord, for him to finally have his best game going into the bye week, again, just one of the many. And I feel like we're just sitting here with just like these constant, nice. Whew, that's better. Like, it's just this constant, like, man, CMC's back. Yay. Juwan Jennings back. Nice. John Feliciano back. We got depth on the line. Awesome. Kicker's back. Nice. Extra roster spot. Cool. Oh, by the way, Jair Brown, who has been bad, best game of the year. Awesome. Devondre Campbell, who's been bad. Guess what? Best game of the year. Awesome. You're getting all of these just like, you know, I'm not big in vibes, but I am big on momentum. And you can feel it on the sidelines. You can feel it in the games. You can feel it watching the TV in football games. I think momentum's a real thing. Now, can you measure it? You know, I don't want to get too into like epistemological, you know, whatever. I don't want to go there. But momentum's real. It is. And the 49ers and Shanahan, they have experienced that more than almost anybody. And they constantly get hot at the right time, right? NBA Jam, he's heating up, right? The shooter's fallacy. Again, we're getting into statistics now. Good Lord, I got to narrow this down. We're touching way too many too many outliers and whatever else. But I'm sure somebody's like just sitting there with like a bingo card and they're just like, ooh, we're getting into the five senses of knowledge. We're getting into statistics. Let's go. Let's NBA Jam. Yes. We're just hitting all of them. I've got a random, I don't, but I should have like, it'd be a cool challenge for somebody to send me like 10 random. I'm not saying to do this, by the way, don't do this, but like 10 random phrases or concepts that I have to work into a show. That would be fun. That would be pretty fun. I don't have time to do this. Maybe in the off season. But I don't know if that would be enjoyable to anybody else. But I don't know. I'm at, sorry. I'll get back. I'll get back to where we're supposed to be. Okay. You guys are awesome right here. Nick Nice. Greenlaw is the future. Needs the rest of the year off. Well, this is the last year of his contract. And it won't toll because he's not on his rookie deal. So if we rest him the whole year, you got to re-sign him. His contract ends. But yeah, I there are a few players that I'm like, we can let go. There's a few players I don't want to let go. Jennings is one. Diamondre Lenore is one. I feel like we can let go of almost everybody else besides those two. Now, do you know if Dre Greenlaw is going to be Dre Greenlaw after an Achilles? You don't. You have to see that. And so back to that rest idea, those two players are pivotal to the 49ers this year and next, in my opinion. In my opinion. Travis, he says, change my mind. Juwan Jennings is huge for red zone and third downs. Need him back. Our offense is putting up a lot of yards. Just can't finish. You are correct. And probably the two biggest third down and red zone players, Christian McCaffrey, Juwan Jennings. You get them both back, sir. Combo meal. There we go. Yeah, third and Juwan. Ugh. This is a good day. This is a good day. Oh, James, my man. He says, support the rosy cheeks. Like, comment, and subscribe. You know, it's so funny because you guys know me. Y'all are here all the time. This is episode 1,253. We've been doing this for a while. But, like, I posted the obligatory, you know, I voted picture. The wife and I went and voted today. And, like, social media, I have a lot of followers, whatever else. I don't care. Like, I have rosacea. I have red cheeks. It's what it's. And so, like, for people that maybe aren't used to seeing my face all the time, like, the first five comments are like, dude, you sunscreen. I'm like, man, I live inside. I don't even see the sun. But it's like, trust me. But, like, you don't go through and put on all the comments like, oh, it's a blood, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. But anyway. Thank you, James. Support the rosy cheeks. They are always there. Santa's got to have a job in the offseason. That's just what it is. Zero Dan the Man. He says, John, Greenlaw would be great if he can go, but I don't think an 80% Greenlaw is better than the next man up. I agree. I do agree there. So how do you get him to that 100%? I think that you allow him to be the number three wide receiver at times, special teams, work his way into it. And again, I talked about this with Hargrave. Part of, I don't want to say the good thing, but part of the positive thing about the injury to Christian McCaffrey, to John Feliciano, to Dre Greenlaw, to Ricky Pearsall, is that they get to get back and can get to that full 100% before the playoffs. Javon Hargrave's not going to be able to do that. It's a long shot for him to come back anyway with this injury, but there is a possibility that he could. So you're fine with giving him a series, special teams, third linebacker instead of number two, all those things. Like, that's fine. I am with you, Zero. Do not start Dre Greenlaw at number two linebacker and give him 100% of defensive snaps week one. Don't do that with Christian McCaffrey this week. That dude should be on a snap count. Let's say we get 60 offensive snaps. Usually it's 65 is kind of the average for the Niners. Let him play 30 snaps. If I had it my way, I'd send Christian McCaffrey out there for the very first play of the game, and I'd put him out there for every third down play, and I'd put him out there for every red zone play. That's what I would do. Christian McCaffrey at the first play of the game, you've got every third down, you've got every red zone. Limit them. Allow them to grow into this. We're not in the playoffs. It's not ride or die time. It's always ride or die time. You always ride. That's what it is. Vicky says, you're not a crazy person. A little crazy. Oh, what's up, Don Burr? Congrats. Your team is playing very, very well. Congratulations to you. I'm excited to play you later in the year. That's going to be fun. Right here, David. Ooh, man after my own heart. John, who is the better offensive tackle, Banks or Williams from the Longhorn? Banks. Banks, Banks, Banks. Banks fits every single scheme. Williams fits most schemes. I got to do some more draft work. I watch the broadcast coverage. I don't do all 22 film watching of the Longhorns. I'm just a fan, and I enjoy my stuff there. But I think both are going to be top 15 picks. Both are going to be first-round picks. Banks is the guy that I would really, really enjoy. Really, really, really enjoy. But yeah, both are going to be awesome. So we'll see. And that's why I don't want to trade that first round pick. Let's transition over, perhaps. Man, I'm not even close to halfway through the chat. We in trouble, ladies and gents. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all hit that like button if you haven't already. So let me say this. Let's just touch briefly on this Bucks game. Then I want to talk trade stuff and more craziness in the chat that I'm sure we can get to. You know what's crazy? The 49ers have opened up at 6.5-point favorites, which means we're favored to win by a touchdown on the road. Get 14 days to rest. They get six. We have an 8-day plus 8-day rest advantage. We only get two of those this whole year. Our next one is 3 days rest, and that is against the Dolphins. Yikes. But the 49ers are favored by a touchdown. That's before the CMC news. It hasn't moved yet. But then you look at, man, the 49ers, if you bet the 49ers to win the NFC West, still plus money. You put down $10 for the 49ers to win the division, you get $15. I post all our bets over on, you know, the 49ers Rush and our Patreon page. I just bet $100. I put $100 of my money down that the 49ers win the NFC West. We're in third place. But man, you put $100 down, you win $150. Now, remember, if you bet that, that's a season-long bet. Your money's going to be tied up until the end of the season. But man, I did. And if you are going to bet, or if you haven't yet, man, join us over here. My bookie's the best.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Dude, I'm loving the positivity of the chat. You guys, awesome. Ed, he goes, here we go, playoff run to the Super Bowl. We've been spoiled, but why not, man? If things just keep going, we're going to be all right. Corey says, thoughts on Ricky so far? Ricky Pearsall's been good. And I want him to be that kind of like spark that could fit in at all three wide receiver spots. Debo goes down, you can run freaking end arounds, jet sweeps, you can do all that fun stuff. Juwan Jennings down, he can play X, right? You need to play slot, he can play slot. You can, especially you're playing against a man-heavy team, Juwan Jennings, that's where he should shine. Yeah, every wide receiver can play against zone coverage, but who can shine against man coverage? 49ers have struggled against those teams. That's where Ricky comes in. That's why Ricky Pearsall was drafted. Horizontal space. Horizontal separation. I thought he's been good. I think he's got a lot to learn. It shows that he missed all of training camp, not because of the gunshot wound, but because of the hamstring and the shoulder. That shows. So this bye week, I know we're talking about CMC, Feliciano, Jennings, Moody, Greenlaw. It's huge for Ricky Pearsall. It is huge for Ricky Pearsall. So I think that's very, very important. I'm freaking loving the chat right now. You guys are killing it. Vicky, Ronnie Bell will be part of a trade package. I don't know who wants that. I don't. Maybe Harbaugh. I know that they just activated Chalk off of the IR. They're getting another wide receiver back. So I maybe you could trade him to Harbaugh. That's, I think, the only one. And if you could do anything, sure. Please. Yes. I mean, I don't like rooting against people. And it's not like I want Ronnie Bell to be bad. It's just that he is bad and we have to suffer the consequences. Again, literally cost us a game this year. I cannot think of any of the positives that he brings besides run blocking. And special teams, he's somewhat okay sometimes. Sometimes. Actually, he's pretty bad on special teams too. Short punt return, short punt coverage, he's good. He can be a gunner on short punts whenever we're punting past the 40-yard line. He can down them pretty well. Here we go. We got some more comments here I want to get to. Right here, David, my man. He says, I have a hard time believing that fans know better than professional football coaches. That's where I stand on Brindle. Love you, GC. JC. Yeah, that's a wonderful, like that. There's nothing wrong with that. They're there. They are there. But then I'd come back and talk about Ronnie Bell. I'd come back and talk about number 27. Y'all remember that? They're not always right. And people get stuck in the wrong. And I don't think that Brindle's a bad player. Do I think that Feliciano is better than him? I do. Should they swap those out now? They should not. He's got to practice and get back into the mold of things. But that's just me. But, dude, David, you know I love you, man. And disagreements are a great thing. And let me just say this. I don't even want to go too far down this. But next 24 hours is going to be crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Really, probably next week going to be crazy. Judging by last year or last election cycle. Don't ruin relationships. Don't do that. These politicians don't give a crap about you. Neither of them. I don't care. And I love y'all. Don't ruin what unites us is bigger than what divides us. Don't ruin things over these people. Don't do that. Vote. Get out there. Be positive. Be positive. Be positive. Be positive. Be positive. Don't ruin things. Community first. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. Now, speaking of community first, if you're coming out, baby, you're coming to Tampa Bay, you got to be a part of the community. We're going to be at the Brick House Tavern Saturday night, November 9th in Tampa Bay from 2 to 8 p.m. with the legend Frank Gore. It's going to be incredible. You want to meet the legend? Autograph, picture? Man, if you want your kid to be a lifelong 49er fan, I've seen this firsthand, and that is why we do this. The first event I ever hosted was the Super Bowl event back in 2019 with Frank Gore. And I saw little kids get up there and take their picture and meet this guy. And you just, like, it was just like, yep, that kid's a fan for life. And so if you see grown men, like, it's incredible. It's such a cool experience. Frank's the best. Can't wait to see him. Brick House Tavern this Saturday. Get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. And we've got one of the biggest, coolest tailgates ever. Unlimited food, drinks, liquor, premium everything. Kids get in free with the ticketed adult. Giveaways. We play all kinds of games. It's just a blast. Right next to the stadium. We're one block east of Raymond James Stadium at 3407 West Hyder. Take a screenshot of the map and flyer that's on the screen now. And if you are just listening to this podcast and you're like, I want to know where it's at, go to our Twitter, at JL underscore Chapman. Go to Facebook, 49ers Rush Podcast. Go to Instagram, 49ers Rush Podcast. You see the map. You see the details. Go to 49ers Rush Podcast at, sorry, I have way too many things on my mind right now. Just go to the 49ers Rush Road Trip.com. Get your tickets. That's what's going to be. And we're almost sold out of the, we have to price bracket everything for renting out these venues and getting players and all those things. So anyway, having said that, ticket prices will increase. So if you want to go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And yeah, I will say this, Invader, Forster loves, absolutely loves Jake Brindle. And yeah, I understand I'm not a Jake Brindle guy. And if you watch all of the breakdowns we do over at the 40hoursrush.com, you'll know why. Because I sit here and show you, I don't like this consistently. But the 49ers and Chris Forster believe in that line. That, you know what? You don't have to have elite offensive linemen. And this is the most offensive line-friendly scheme in the NFL. It's the Shanahan scheme. It's the Daddy Shanahan scheme. It's the Kubiak scheme. All of those, most friendly. So if you can get a player just barely above that average offensive line play, you're fine. That's where Brindle is. And the 49ers save a lot of money on the offensive line position because of guys like Jake Brindle, because of guys like Colton McKivitz. That's why you get all these studs. So for Forster, our offensive line coach, he's like, these guys are fine. We can make it work. We can make it work. So, yeah, take that for what it is. Forster knows more football than I have ever for, like, that dude's forgot more football than I know. That's the line, I believe. I mean, that dude, he's been coaching for a long time. And, yeah, they're way better coaches than I am. They know more than I do. Doesn't mean I can't have my opinions, and you can't have your opinions either, whether they are right or wrong. That's okay. Opinions are okay. Now, let's talk. Let's go trades, baby. Let's talk some trades. Carlos, my man, he says Cameron would be a good fit. Do you see what happened at the end of the Saints game? Gosh, the Saints are bad. Derek Carr got Dennis Allen fired not once, but twice. Oh, that is, anyway, if I'm not a Carr guy, I never have been, never going to be. He has now broken the record for most losses ever for a starting quarterback through 11 seasons in the NFL. He's got so many coaches fired. He's not a bad quarterback. He's not a good one. I don't think he ever has been a good one. Yeah, Saints, that's a dumpster fire. You got Jordan Cameron not going to the locker room, walking out. Or sorry, Cameron Jordan, literally walking, like refusing to go to the locker room, pissed off, apologizing to the city for what they're doing. I mean, they're not good. If there was any way that you could get Cameron Jordan, who has been my favorite player for over a decade in the NFL, that is not on the Niners. I love that man. He is the perfect two-way defensive end. Great against the run. Great against pass rush. I wonder where, let me look at his stats this year. Because again, while yes, I'm sitting here saying he's one of my favorite players, I don't break down Saints tape. I just don't. He doesn't have any sacks this year. So that's a problem. He had two sacks last year. He's a descending player. He's 35. He is 35 years old. He was drafted in 2011. Who did the Niners take in the first round of 2011? Anybody know? Did we even have one? I don't think we. Yeah, we did. He was drafted the same year as Aldon Smith in the same round. Are you freaking kidding me? Part of me says, that means Aldon Smith could still be playing. But the other part of me says, man, Cameron Jordan's unbelievable. That man is so good. Von Miller, AJ, that was a good draft. That was a really good draft. So, like, yeah, you want to offer, you know, a six-round pick swap or, you know, just six rounds straight up, I'm cool with that. Yeah, he's a perfect fit. That is a call that needs to make happen. Yes, needs to happen. Now, I had Deadpool on Twitter, not the Deadpool, Deadpool76. He asked me on Twitter, you know, what's your number one priority in addressing trades and whatever else? Like, what positions should you pay attention to? And I want to be honest with you. I think my number one is tight end two is probably the biggest need, but then defensive line depth, edge and defensive tackle. Jordan Elliott, the more I watch, the more I dislike. He's not very good. Now, is one out of five explosive plays That's cool. Kevin Givens was out this past week. That's depth. That's cool. Evan Anderson's good. He needs to play more. Every time I watch Evan Anderson, that dude played 14 snaps. I don't understand why. Get that dude some playing time. He is good. Yeah, y'all remember me. And again, back to this whole David, the pro football coaches know more than us. Do you remember me calling for Sam O all throughout training camp and preseason and telling you, like, why is this dude on the practice squad? Why is he on the practice squad? Why is it? Then he finally gets his chance and he's our second best defensive end. I felt the same way about Evan Anderson. So, like, gosh, get these guys chances. Get them chances. Get them chances, man. Come on, guys. Travis, he says, are we thinking we might trade for Azeez Ojulari? A lot of people are trying to trade for him. I would absolutely love. So the rumor that I've seen posted, and I don't have this as far as like bookmarked or whatever else, but one of the ones I've seen is that Za'Darius Smith, the 49ers reached out about Za'Darius Smith, but also the Vikings have as well. And they're kind of the favorites to, maybe it was Detroit. Maybe it was, I don't know. Anyway, Za'Darius Smith, that's somebody I would like. Azeez Ojulari, I would like. Again, I went through, and you want to know my opinion on all these like different trade, whatever. I did a full episode and I went through like 60 plus names. Azeez Ojulari was a 10. He was a 10 for me. So yeah, I would love to go get him. But again, the 49ers don't overpay. And I don't think the 49ers are in dire straits. Last year, we were in trouble. Cleveland Farrell went down. We were in trouble. We were not good. We had to get somebody. So you went and got Chase Young. You went and got Randy Gregory. But those two players are undisciplined, explosive, talented guys. They were bad consistently, but they could make splash plays. I don't think we're going after those types of players. I think we're going after guys we can trust. Leonard Floyd has not been good, but he hasn't been bad. Leonard Floyd does his job. Does he make splash plays? Can he beat one-on-one, you know, pass protection? No. Does he fall down half of his plays? Yes. Does he get beat outside? He does not. Does he shrink the C gap whenever they try to run inside of him? Yes, he does. Does he pursue and have great effort consistently? Yes. Does he play a lot of snaps? Yes. So, like, you're getting, is it great? No, it's not. But it's consistent, and it's not a lot of mistakes. And so I think that's huge. I think that is huge. Now, in the NFL, I think there's 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 teams have 2 wins. Those are your trade teams. Miami, Patriots, sorry, Dolphins, Patriots. I get mad at myself whenever I go back between city and mascot. Like I need to, anyway. So I'm letting you know why I corrected myself there. My notes, if they're like half one way, the other, and this will bother you going forward, probably on my show and others. Like if you're going to say mascots, stick with mascots. If you want to say city, stick with city. So anyway, Dolphins, Patriots, Browns, Titans, Jaguars, Raiders, they're always here, Panthers, Saints, Giants. Those are your teams. Now, some of the 3-win teams might sell, but I don't think the Jets are selling. They have 3 wins. Who else has 3 wins? Cowboys, I don't think they're selling either. They should. Dak's going to be out for a while, but that might help them, actually. Anyway. David, right here, 2 vets. Calais Campbell, perfect fit. I think Calais Campbell is a better football player at his age than Cam Jordan is. But I love Cam Jordan more. I love Calais Campbell, but he's been in our division too much. But that's a Walter Payton Man of the Year. That dude, freaking awesome. I love both those players. Calais Campbell's better than Cameron Jordan is now. I would prefer that. Invader, a big defensive end. I love that. Clowney, I'm out on. And I know a lot of people like Clowney. That dude, I don't think he's down for team first anything. He's a mercenary only. And that dude, like, literally asked not to play for his team anymore when they were out of playoff position last year. They're like, yeah, I don't want to play anymore. Like, I would be much more reluctant. Clowney's better than Calais Campbell and Cameron Jordan. I saw that. I don't want that, man. That's just me. That's a Chapman thing. Would he make our team better? Yes. Just, Invader, give me Leo's of 280-pound D-end. That's what, you know, Sam O, 6'1", 270. Smith or Hendricks? Yes. Darius Smith, yes. Hendricks, I do not believe Cincinnati at 4-5 is selling. I would love Hendricks. They're not selling. They don't sell. That ownership is, it's different. Oh, NY Niners, appreciate you. He says, I doubt we're even in the Ojulari market. Man, I wish we were. Right here, David, I don't think we need a defensive end. I think defensive T, you're about to get back Etur Gross-Matos. We haven't heard from him. He's got a little bit more time. Sam O was the guy we wanted. God, that dude's good. You get Etur back. Yeah, I want Arden Key. But again, Sam O is playing that role right now, and he's doing really good at it. Tight end two. Tight end two is so freaking important. Are the Colts a viable trade partner now? No, they're 4-5. Nah, they're in the playoffs. Are they? I think they're one game out of the Colts. No, the fact that the Colts made the transition to Flacco, and I think I said this in the past too. If the Colts don't make the playoffs and like win a playoff game, they're firing everybody. They're half a game out of the playoffs. They're the 8 seed. And they're how many games out of first place? 2 games out of first place? Yeah, 2 games out of first place with Houston. And now Houston's got their injuries going on, and they're not looking good. No, Colts are not sellers at all. They're 4-5. And again, their entire head coach, GM, everybody will be fired. Like, Colts are not sellers. Unless they fire their coach, their GM now, which wouldn't be a bad idea. Anyway, NY says, you know, I know Calais is 38, but he's playing a high level. He is. He's cheap. He moves. I would love that dude. Yeah, not a Clowney guy. Yeah, Clowney is just a money guy. Yeah, and you kind of respect people sometimes, at least I do, when it's just like so clear what they care about. And part of sometimes I have to check. I got like a circuit breaker how far I want to go with this. I'm a fan, right? I mean, shoot, I'm wearing Niners. I'm talking Niners. This is what I do. I'm a fan. I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. I don't want to be those things. I'm a fan. I want to get fans around fans, and I want to talk 49ers, and I want to meet 49ers, and I want fans to meet 49ers. That's what I want. And, you know, whenever you organize a lot of these parties and you meet the players, you meet the agents, man, you realize some of these guys ain't in it for the fans. They're just not. They make that known, and they will tell you, I ain't here for them. I'm here to get paid. And it's kind of like it takes you back because you're like, no. Like they tell you, like, don't meet your heroes and stuff like that. I say that's bullshit. Meet your heroes. And if you meet a hero that sucks, then that dude doesn't need to be your hero, or that girl doesn't need to be your hero. You're better off knowing that that person sucks. Most heroes are heroes. Frank Gore is a freaking hero. That dude is a freaking legend. But some of the players that we meet, it's like, oh, this is the last time we work in here. we are not inviting that guy back. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, what are they here for? Some guys are just here for money. And that's okay. That's who they are. It's part of the business. It's part of the business. And content creators or beat writers or coaches or some guys are just here for the money. Some people, it's not just guys. Some people are just in for the money. I would prefer to be around passionate people, you know. Even as a teacher, it was the same way. Like, I had teachers. I'm getting paid either way. That's what they would tell their kids. So I'm just like, what? Why would you say that? Like, there are better jobs. Like, to get paid, you get paid so much more. Like, you're here because you love kids. And you want to help kids and you want to help the community. And if you're not here for those reasons, you should be a teacher. But football is different. If you just care about the money, that's okay. And we've got some of those guys on our team, sadly. I think we proved that a little bit this year. Anyway, Steven, my man, I want Hunter Henry or Austin Hooper. Those are the two. I'm calling the Patriots. Which tight end will you give me? Hunter Henry's who I want, but that Kyle Shanahan loyalty program, I'll take Austin Hooper all freaking day. All day. NY Niners. I like Arden Key thought, but is he better than Sam O? I think he is better than Sam O. But again, Arden Key's getting paid like $10 million, isn't he? What's his contract? What's let me look this up because I think this is important because so like whenever we talk trades, much like injuries, it takes three. It takes three yeses. It takes the player that wants him, it takes the player that is getting rid of him, and it takes the contract. Those three yeses. Sometimes the player can get a no if they're a big time whatever. I mean, Arden Key, yeah, he's getting $7 million a year. And he's signed through next year. Dude, go get this man. I think Sam O is better versus the run. Arden Key is better versus the pat. Maybe 6'6", 265. They're completely different builds. But they play the same role. Outside pass rusher, move inside. Who would I rather have? Dude, I'm in love with Sam O. But the fact that we're talking about a guy that's getting paid $7 million, he got a $21 million contract. The same as the guy that we just picked up off the street as an undrafted free agent in his second year. But yeah, they are close. Ed, no Clowney. We neutralized him in every game. He had his best games against us every time. I hate that dude. I can't stand that dude. NY Niners, yes, Hunter Henry. Please, 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 please. Right here, I don't know where this is going, but I always like reading Invader stuff on this. This is my burner account, I'm pretty sure. Invader, I can't wait to meet you one day. I know you're a Hawaii dude, I think. Tailored suits, chauffeured cars, fine hotels, big cigars up for grabs. Oh, I love it, man. Yeah, dude, just love it. Loving for the money. A++++. No DJ Reed. I would love to get DJ Reed back, but I think we have four good corners. I was talking in my film breakdown I did this morning on the second half, 49ers versus the Cowboys. That's up on the 49ersrush.com or Patreon. That's how I pay my bills, by the way. So for those of you that are all about money and like what we do and you want to support us, go to our the49ersrush.com. That's the best way to support the show. The best way. We have memberships as low as $2 a month. $8 is kind of the Jerry, you know, the Frank Gore tier that gets you all the video breakdowns. It's $8 a month. We load 5 videos a week. It comes out to less than 30 cents per video that we load. And even if you're like, I can't watch all that, you don't have to. But if you want to support the show, go to the 49ers Rush. And if you're all about that money and you want to support other people that work really, really hard, go check that out. But my point is this. We have four quality corners that I really, really, really like. Demo's number one. It's not close. Renardo Green's number two. It's not close. Charvarius Ward's number three. I know he's going through a lot, but he's coming off again. I bet his best game against the Cowboys. And then you've got Isaac Yiadom, who I do not mind as a number four. Renardo Green gets hurt in the game. You send out Isaac Yiadom in the fourth quarter, and you put that dude man-to-man coverage against CeeDee Lamb by himself on the first play he's out there on third down. It's just like, what are you doing, Nick Sorensen? But Yiadom answers. He does his job. Would I like DJ Reed? Yes. Who do you bench? You want to bench Charvarius Ward? I think DJ Reed's better at this current state. But I want to bench Charvarius Ward. So if we can get him for cheap, yes. Oh, Invader. Sambo is Elvis Doomerville. They are identical. I went through a long time ago and looked at their pro day numbers versus, I mean, they're the exact same height, weight, arm length, strength, bench press, everything. They're the same human being, dude. Same. I'm with you. Bobo says we need defensive tackles. We could use that. Charvarius, man, still praying for him and his family, and it makes sense. You know, I've been saying all year, he just doesn't have the fight in him. He doesn't have the passion in him, and we didn't know why. And it was frustrating from a film standpoint because it's like, man, I see number seven play football, and that's a dog. First play, last play, dog all the time. This year wasn't there, and it makes perfect sense. And God, I'm so sorry for everything that they have been through, and it breaks my heart, man. It breaks all of our hearts. And just, man, nothing but love for that man. Really, really sorry for him and his family and their loss. It just sucks. It sucks. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this about me. Like, I don't even know. My wife's a pastor. She, like, runs a church. She's conducting a funeral right now of a close friend, of a person that, you know, we moved here and she became elderly. But, like, that stuff, it mounts. And so, like, how do you go play football whenever there's so many more important things going on? How do you rebound from that? And every person's different. And whatever Charvarius Ward needs, and this is why, I don't know if y'all remember, it was, I think it was like week two or three, and Charvarius Ward missed a practice, and it said personal reasons. You know, we go through the practice reports on every single show. And I remember saying, I have no clue what's going on. I'm not an insider. I had no clue. But I just, my heart, like my stomach sinks. Whenever I see personal day, my stomach sinks because I know from coaching, like back in the day, like if coaches miss or players miss or, man, where's so-and-so? Why are they not here? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, we got to find out. You know, who's calling the parents? And then you call the parents and you get like the worst news ever. Family members, you know, die, hospital. It's just awful. And so a constant reminder that these are human beings with major human beings issues going on. And we're talking about grown men throwing a ball. I love football more than anybody I've ever met in my life. I really, really do. But it's not the most important thing. So constantly reminding ourselves of the humanity that is behind these guys, these players behind the helmets, the families behind them. I think it's important. Now, to bring a little levity to the situation, one of my favorite coaching stories ever. I won't use real names here. We were practicing, and we had a morning practice this week. I don't remember why, but one of our starters didn't show up, and you know, he was a mess, but he was really good. And so, like in our thing, like our coaches all had certain players in their position. So if one of your players from your position was a no call, no show, you have to figure out why. You got to get a hold of the family, all that stuff. So we call the cell phone, all that stuff, and we get a text back. Sorry, my grandma died. And so we're like, oh, dang it. So I was the head coach at the time. So it was my job to reach out to the family. So I call the mom and I say, hey, this is, you know, Coach Chapman with so-and-so school. I just wanted to reach out and let you know that, you know, we're thinking about you guys and your family in this time. And she's like, whoa, what happened? And I was like, oh, we talked to your son. And he let us know that your grandma, his grandma passed away. And we just want to know how we can support you as a family and whatever else. And I swear to God, this lady goes, that mother, and hung up the phone. He made it all up. And so he, needless to say, to get back on the team, he had to earn some trust and do some bear crawls and all that kind of stuff and apologize to the team. But man, it was funny because I don't know if it was funny, but I was working and I had it on speaker in the coach's office, which I probably shouldn't have done. That was probably ill-informed on my part. But all the coaches who were also working in the office and doing different stuff, we're going through our checklist, all freaking just lost it. Just lost it. That mother... that's what it is. So, having said that, life is more important than the things we really get upset about, like football or politics or whatever else. And I understand politics affects a lot more. But you guys, I freaking love y'all. And y'all are the best. And I really do appreciate y'all let me do this. This is show 1,000. I got to scroll all the way back up. 200. I got to keep scrolling. Golly, I typed too much in my notes. 53. That is awesome. Y'all are the best. Now, tomorrow, a little bit change of pace. We're going to go live at 1 p.m. Pacific time when the trade deadline expires. Excited about that. Let me refresh. Make sure there's no new news. No new trades announced currently at 1:54 p.m. Uh-oh. There we go. Yep, I think we're safe. We're safe. So tomorrow, we'll be back with you. Love you guys. Spread positivity. Be positive out there. Love you guys. Anyway, till tomorrow. Stay until next time. That's right. Mess up the freaking bat sign-off. Stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.